Just kidding, but seriously, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 4 of Just Kidding, but Seriously. It's your host, Cam Ivy, Cameron Ivy, C Dizzle, coming at you. Thanks for coming back, guys. Thanks for listening. We got a great episode today. Hope you enjoy. We're going to talk a little bit about NFL versus XFL coming out in 2020, coming right at you hot. Plus, the NFL is right around the corner. We talk a little Bucks training camp. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, but live in Tampa. What's up? Then we go over some fun facts. We talk about that malfunction with the wave pool in China. We also talk about some random fun facts, some crazy jobs on Craigslist. We talk about there's a certain mystery around Harry Potter's scar and if it really is what it really is supposed to be. And then in our health and fitness bit, we talk a little bit about better sleep. Find out what we talk about. Hope you guys enjoy. And again, this is Just Kidding, but Seriously, episode 4. Let's dive in. There's a lot of things that are going on. Let's do, if anything, let's talk about that. What the hell happened with that freaking wave pool in Japan?
Oh yes,
Oh
dude.
my God.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that.
Oh
That
my
was crazy.
God. Yeah, okay, so wave pool malfunction in China, not Japan, sorry. Let's talk about that. If any of you listeners got a glimpse of that, if you haven't, please go Google it. Just Google wave pool malfunction, and apparently a wave pool transforms into a tsunami pool and injures over 40 people. It's pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie, just watching it, even just a still photo of it is amazing. But the wave pool just like boasts into turbo mode and just makes a friggin' giant wave for Christian Slater to freaking take it
I
down.
can see people getting knocked out like that. Like, take a
Oh
knee to the
yeah.
face off a rogue wave.
Yeah, I
Not
mean,
good.
even I don't know how what the highest speeds are, but it's pretty intense. It's not the best footage, at least the one I saw. You get to see right when it starts to like take off and like devour people. And then like the person with the camera like turns and runs, and I don't know, if you're gonna video something, you need to stay in there. But
Yeah.
it
Have
was
you ever
just
been to Adventure
insane.
Island? Try it out there.
Dude, I can't remember the last time I went to a water park. Let's talk about how nasty those things are.
Dude, the worst part is like seeing a Band-Aid on the ground there. That just haunts me. That's just nasty, dude.
I mean, there's so many things that go wrong. That's probably why. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm rewatching the video again. Right when it takes off, you can see the people in the people closest to wherever the wave like starts probably got the least worst of it, because I think they over, oh my God, there's people like on the ground, like passed out, bloody knees. People were like brushed off into the, I guess they can't imagine, like, oh man, could you imagine like getting scraped across like the bottom of the pool? Or they probably like hit so hard coming from the top of the wave. And
Yeah,
those things
man.
aren't too deep.
They're like 4 feet in the air, for sure.
Oh gosh. That would be, that's, I'm gonna have to worst that one. That would be the worst for sure. Definitely not the worst person, but that would be the worst, just chilling in a pool, thinking you're just relaxing, and then game over.
I wonder what happens to the theme park after that with like lawsuits and stuff. That's got to be, I could imagine they've got some heat coming their way.
I don't know. Do they sue people in China?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know.
They're suing everybody out here.
You got, what is it, free healthcare in the UK or is it free healthcare in Canada? Which one is it?
I'm going to go with both.
Yeah, it probably is both, because America apparently sucks with healthcare.
don't even want to get
Pretty
into
bad.
that.
Right.
We're the worst. We're the worst greedy bastards. Yeah, you heard me. It's terrible. God, what did we bring up before the wave pool, or what? I feel like I
Oh
was about
yeah,
to.
man. Yeah, we were talking about the Buccaneers training camp this year.
Oh, geez.
Did you hear about that?
No. What are you talking
Yeah,
about?
so the Bucks this year, they're gonna start their practices instead of in the mornings. They're gonna start them at 4 p.m. And their coach is gonna be digging them into the dirt this year, man.
4 p.m. Why aren't they gonna, they're not gonna take advantage of the freaking heat and get them more conditioned?
I could imagine it could be something to do with the heat, but just digging into the article, I think I don't really know the reason behind it. I think the obviously we can come and watch them. Might try to be getting more people in the fans, but obviously something with or more people in the seats, not in the fans.
More people in
But
the fans.
more
No, that
people in the
makes
fans.
sense. Like more people get their, take off work earlier,
Because
whoever
most of
gets
them are
off work.
weekday games, so
Yeah. Wait. So are you talking
practices,
about
my bad.
practice? Oh, okay. I was gonna
We talk
say,
about practice.
are we talking about practice? This is practice.
Yep, training camp, all that goodness.
Well, football is coming close, man. I'm excited. Training camp is already here. I love it. I'm a Dolphins fan. Go
Are you a big
Fins.
college football fan as well?
I'm not really that big. I feel like I don't really know many people anymore. Like, I don't follow any of the top prospects and stuff. So I don't know. I'm just not really that much into it. I mean, if I did, I used to like watching FSU, but I guess like ever since Jameis was done after that year, it really hasn't been very exciting to watch, in my opinion, for that team at least. But
Yeah, I
I'm
get
just
you.
more excited about NFL. It's just a different level.
Yeah, I'm not much of a football watcher. I'll play football, but I'm not into the names of the people and the teams and all that statistical stuff. But what do you think of the XFL? I'm kind of trying to see what they do with that league.
Yeah, they're bringing it back, man. Who is it? Vince McMahon. What is it? WWE. He
Yeah,
got
Vince
that.
McMahon.
Yeah, he owns all those leagues there. So yeah, I think he was involved in the first part of XFL, but now they're bringing it back, and he's put millions back into it. And I mean, that's kind of exciting though, because it. I thought that was a pretty entertaining, just like league, like with all the funny names on the back. And I can't remember what the different rules were compared to
Yeah, I'm actually looking
NFL.
at the rules now. So the games are going to be faster. Apparently, there's no politics whatsoever.
Meaning what? Like,
So,
no.
yeah, so it says there's two sides of this coin. People don't want social media and political issues coming into play when they're trying to be entertained. McMahon says he wants someone to take the knee. I'm sorry. We want someone who wants to take a knee to do their version of
Oh,
that on their
I
personal
see.
time. And on the flip side, he's saying that whether President Trump will support this, of course, his friends, I don't even get that part. It's above me.
All right, so check this out. Okay, so this is the difference between XFL and NFL. If you're an NFL fan, you don't know much about it. So the opening coin toss rule was replaced with a scramble where one player from each team raced to take possession of the ball. What? I don't remember that. During overtime, teams took turns trying to score from the opponent's 20-yard line. That's like a college thing. One difference is that there were no first downs, and the number of plays that each team made mattered. If team A scored in two plays, then team B only had that many plays to score on the next attempt. The trade-off there was that the field goals could only be attempted on fourth down, so you could kick on first and turn it into a battle of whose kicker missed first. Interesting. It definitely makes it a different type of game. I can't remember why it died out in the first place, but I think it was because they were dealing, maybe they didn't have enough I don't know, viewers or something, but I bet they're going to put so much money into marketing this thing and like really souping it up.
Oh yeah, and Tampa has a team.
Yeah, they do.
You know what they're called?
It's a great question. It's probably like Tampa friggin' rhino horns. Tampa.
Nah, I definitely don't think it's called that, but maybe it's called XFL Tampa Bay.
Let's see. XFL. Okay. Not showing me teams.
No, I think it's just called Tampa Bay. I think that's the name of the team. Wow. Oh,
weird. That should be interesting, though. So I think, is that going to be in 2020 or 2021?
It says 2020.
Oh, yeah, 2020. We are 200 days away for XFL. Get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone. Shout out. Anyways, that's pretty interesting, though. We'll see. It definitely leaves so it probably happens after the NFL, so it's people get continuous NFL throughout the entire year. So all you wives and girlfriends and stuff, we are so sorry. Now it's in NFL all the time, every time, all the times. yeah, that's pretty cool. So let's get in some fun facts. Son of a bee. Let's get in some fun facts. So check this out. I was reading this earlier. So the letter E is the most common letter and appears in 11% of all English words. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I can see that happening. Definitely.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
yeah, exactly. I mean, who the hell thinks
I
of
mean,
that?
Who doesn't use E?
First of all. Everybody love E. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? E-L-E.
E-L-E, baby.
That has two of them in it. So, you know. So it says, try writing out a few sentences, anything at all. Now take a minute to look at how frequently each letter in the alphabet appears. Chances are you'll see a lot of the letter E. That's because the commonly used vowel appears in around 11% of all the words in the English language, according to Oxford dictionaries. Who's this Oxford guy?
I tell you what, whenever I play Hangman, first letter I pick, E.
I came up with a...
Come on.
I came
you
up
agree with
a,
me, though?
I do. I do. It made me think of a rap song that I came up with that I still need to make. And I called it Riding on E.
Whoa.
And I thought it'd be funny. You're riding on empty, you know what I'm saying? But you call it, the song's called Riding on E.
Oh, my God. I was riding on E today for the first time in the new truck. It's different, man. It doesn't want to auto start when you're on a low tank. And then Javon's got me on this. What do we got here? It's called Get Upside. So it gives us like a certain percent back on the receipt or on like the price of the gas.
Oh, God.
Pretty
really?
Cool. It works, dude. I've been getting some bank
like
off of it. Yeah. Yeah. It's an app. Download it. Take a picture of the receipt. Gives you like, it gave me 60% off gas today, off per gallon. 60 cents off per gallon.
Sounds like I don't get it. What do they get out of it?
Yeah, they get a little bit of something out of it. It's kind of like a Ibotta kind of deal, but for gas. So instead of for groceries, it's like gas. My mom was doing Ibotta for a minute, but
sounds like we'd be talking about that earning app. Download that earning app right now. You tired of waiting for your paycheck? Just take $100 out and tip what you think is fair.
For all those riding on E, yeah, hit the get upside.
I could do a commercial for them. I've seen so many of their commercials. Jeez. That's pretty cool, though, about the gas. What is that called again?
All right. We're not a promoter of this app, but it is called Get Upside, ladies and gentlemen. Go download it. And don't forget to use my promo code.
Is it kind of like food stamps for gas?
Dude, honestly, man, having a truck, I'll take food stamps for gas. That's the move.
I heard something about them taking away food stamps. Is that true?
Oof. Possibly. I mean, I don't know.
Or is that a Trump thing?
Are they taking away Obama phones too?
Obama what?
Obama phone.
Obama who? You talking about they have an Obama phone? What?
I don't know. I hear that shit all the time when I see. I don't
Trump's
even
cuts
know.
to food stamps are indefensible economically, and all right, I don't know. Trump's clampdown on food stamps would also affect kids getting free school lunches. All right, that ain't cool. That's probably just like a click thing, though. I don't like that.
Clickbait,
Yeah.
clickbait trap.
Anyways, more fun facts. Let's move on. Getting about food stamps and friggin' Trump a lump. Give me all your money. Let's see. A dozen bodies were found in Benjamin Franklin's basement. What? But were you
Whoa.
aware of the fact that multiple skeletons were found in the basement of Benjamin Franklin's London home? The bones were discovered during a 1998 renovation of the house and were identified as being from nearly a dozen people, including six children. The most plausible explanation is that is not mass murder, but an anatomy school run by Benjamin Franklin's young friend protege, William Hewson. So wait, what? The most plausible explanation is
The
not
dead
mass.
bodies in the walls, man. Come on.
It's not mass murder, but anatomy school. I don't know. How do we really know? You know, that's just a guess. Just because, oh, he so happens to have an anatomy school and his name is William Hewson. Sounds like a murderer. Hewson. Hewson. Hugh. Huey. Hughes. Huey Lewis. Hewson. I don't know. I don't buy it. Wait. There's more. That's not to say there wasn't any funny business going on. Ah! But there's more. The resurrection men could deliver bodies stolen from the graveyards to the Thames Wharf at the bottom of the street while there were a weekly public execution as the gallows on the other side of the garden wall. What? What? Did you just hear what I said? Graveyards to the Thames
So,
Wharf?
Cameron, how is this news fun, man? What this is, we got bodies in the walls.
Time out, because it is fun. Let's talk about Benjamin Franklin. You kidding me? And dead bodies?
Oh, dead
Let
bodies.
the bodies hit the floor.
Now that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun song.
That's what I'm saying. Now, it's interesting, and interesting can be fun. Just depends on how you look at it. Check it out. The healthiest place in the world is in Panama.
Panama.
I don't know how they declared this, but a small valley near Zoltan in Panama has garnered the distinction of being the world's healthiest place to live, according to a 2018 report by International Living called Shangri-La Valley. The area is home to beautiful scenery, a low cost of living, and a significantly longer life expectancy than the surrounding areas. All in all, the world's healthiest areas have some common factors according to the ranking: a warm climate, an active social scene, healthy food, and a slower pace of life. So definitely not opposite of New York. So it's
Yeah, you
pretty.
know, we can get away to Panama for only $250. Doesn't sound too bad.
Really? Did you just look up a ticket?
Yeah. Trying to try some new places out.
Dude, check it out. Pringles aren't actually potato chips. Oh!
Really? What's the
Really?
story behind that?
So the next time you see a can of Pringles, take a closer look. This goes
All right,
about
I'm looking.
anything. This goes about anything anyways. People, when you're eating food, especially that's canned or like anything processed, look at the back of that label and see what the ingredients are. The number one ingredient, the first one listed, is the most used ingredient in that
Let me guess, salt,
food. I don't
sodium. What do
know.
we got?
I don't know, but let me read here. Let's see. You won't see the word chip anywhere in the packaging. That's because
That's
Pringles aren't made of thinly sliced potatoes. That is sad to know. But instead, dehydrated potato flakes pressed into their signature parabolic shape. That's what makes
what?
them less greasy. But when other potato chip manufacturers complained, the Food and Drug Administration ruled the Pringles couldn't be marked as chips. The company eventually settled on potato crisp.
Huh.
Well, wow. I mean, that's not surprising, I guess.
So I'm looking at an ingredient label right now for Pringles, and the first ingredient on the can is dried potatoes. Is
Yeah.
that what they're talking about?
Yeah, dehydrated potato flakes. Yeah.
Jeez.
So basically, it's just like potato powder?
Which I don't know anything about.
Me either. I don't know. It's basically just very extremely processed potato. Like,
Yeah, no bueno.
I mean, I never really liked Pringles that much. I know people like some people like love them, but I didn't think
Oh
they were
shit, you're right. So
anything
it does say
special.
potato crisps on the packaging as well. I never noticed that.
I wonder
That's a fun fact. That's
when did
fun.
they say that though? Like, did they have to change it? Was it recent? That's what I want to know.
So this can is I mean it's Best Buy 2017. So
Yeah, right on
it
the
was
front,
kind of,
underneath it says potato crisps, even for the original.
that's crazy.
What a creepy logo too, with the mustache, just like
With the month.
the circle face and the mustache.
Dude, I almost came into work today with a mustache. I was so close to going in, bro.
You should have let me
I
know,
mean,
man. I mean,
dude.
I'm growing the beard out, but I'm getting it
I
ready for
feel that.
winter. Nice
Oh,
and nice and
get the winter beard going.
thick and red, and it's really bothering me right now with the mustache. I want to like trim it, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, everything else around my mustache just wasn't built up enough. I feel like I needed another 2 days.
Well, do it, man. It's you can rock it.
Wouldn't
You can
look
rock
creepy
it
enough.
well. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. I mean, mustaches are in now. It's actually becoming more common. I've seen them more and
Yeah.
more. You're gonna have to start wearing like tight pants and some kind of worker boots with
The stretchy pants.
yeah, some stretchy pants. It's okay. Chancho, give me the sweats. How can I reach these kids? Anyways, let's go to some hot deals, man. I know you were looking at some Craigslist stuff. I had some stuff as well.
That's right. Looking to get an iRobot. Little vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, we have one. It's not a what's the most common brand?
I think it's the iRobot,
It is.
yeah, something like that, for
I
sure.
got like another brand that was like, $300 plus dollars off Amazon that we got for a present, and it's pretty sweet. I just don't know how well it really works. I've never tried it that much.
You guys don't use it too much. Can't you put it on like a schedule?
I don't know.
Yeah, you really don't use
I really haven't
it.
tried it. It's just plugged in, and I've tried it
I
a few
feel that.
times. It's kind of cool. It's got a little remote control, but I don't want to sit there and control it. That's
Yeah,
stupid.
I feel like that was definitely a hot deal that I had in my hands this morning, but it was just too far. But what else you got on the hot deals for the days?
Well, let's see. So 14 of the weirdest Craigslist jobs on the internet.
Oh, are we looking at jobs?
Yeah. Well,
All right.
Craigslist hot
I'm
deals,
looking
hot
to
deals,
kind
hot
of augment
jobs.
my income, you know? I'm trying to look, maybe I'll find one of those. Huh?
Hey, little side job. Check it out.
Yeah.
Beard mentor. Right, we were just talking about beards. This is weird. So looking for a beard mentor. I've had a mustache and beard off and on over the years, and I've tried styling it in the past, but I just can't seem to get it to the next level.
Your beard is weird.
Got a weird beard. I'm looking for some a serious pro tips. This guy didn't even spell out serious. He just wrote SRS. I'm guessing that means serious. Pro tips with this, as well as possibly some styling services by someone with skilled hands. Please submit to me your beard slash mustache resume. Also, if you have pictures of your achievements, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm currently having trouble with getting my handlebar working correctly, as well as keeping the sideburns even. This is serious business. And
Dude.
he wrote, "This is serious business," in quotations, and he abbreviated it SRS BSNS, and then he put in parentheses, and he spelled out serious business. What the hell is wrong with this person? As I've been informed, I need to style it up, shave it off, or lose my job. I work in adult daycare.
Oh my gosh. Dude, once you get those handlebars to curl, though, man, that's another level of mustache. You don't even call it a mustache after that.
I am getting that separation where I can twirl at the end of my stash, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Once it starts affecting with my sleep, dude, I got to start taking the facial hair
that's
off.
Bad. That's bad. You need to just trim it to where it kind of thins it out a little bit. But, dude, can we go back a little bit? Not only did this dude abbreviate, this is serious business, he also put, I work at an adult daycare. Does he?
That
he
is
works
right,
at,
yeah.
He works at a home? Is that what he means?
I don't know. Somebody hand him some clippers, dude. He's got to take that beard off.
I mean, either way, this is great. Looking for a beard mentor. I mean, I wonder if he actually, I hope he knows that he can just go to a barbershop. But I think the best comment that he said was, as well as possibly some styling services by someone with skilled hands.
He might just be super weird, though, man. There's some weird people on Craigslist that are looking for...
There's weird people in general.
Mustache might mean, like, code word for some stupid shit on Craigslist, dude.
Who knows, but that's some crazy stuff right there. I don't know. Anyways,
what's another odd job?
Hold on here. This link's being funny on me. You got anything on
you
your
ever seen
end?
That, you ever seen that show Dirty Jobs? Would you do some of the stuff he does?
I haven't really taken the time to actually watch that show, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen so many episodes, man. The dude's climbing in nasty drain pipes, sewage shits, and like just he's doing everything. It's Dirty Jobs for damn sure.
It's Dirty Jobs. The name says it. The name says it all. All right, hold on a second. Bear with me.
Stand by. Oh yeah, dude, I'm gonna text Justin right now. He's supposed to be sending me a lot of those movies, or he's gonna bring in some DVDs for me to watch. So we're gonna take it back to the 1990s.
1999. A lot of things that are awesome in the 90s.
I'm gonna text him. I want to watch some of those movies over the weekend.
Let's go ahead and scratch this website. It's not working very well. Sorry, listeners, that was annoying. Let me see if this one works a little better. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Scaring a child. The posting was headlined, "Scare my child, I will pay." I had to inquire. It turned out to be exactly as stupid as what you're expecting. A father wanted a stranger to scare his child straight. It turned out his 9-year-old son was doing poorly at school, and the guy didn't know how to get him studying. He took away video games, his phone, everything. I came in at 2:15, right before he got home, and with the dad's okay, hid behind his bed. As soon as he did, I popped up and said, "You better study." It was at this point that I realized maybe this wasn't the best way to do things, because he screamed and started yelling for his dad. It took a while for him to calm down, and when his mom came home, she was furious. She almost called the police until the dad told her he was paying me. We're actually not sure the money changing hands makes this legal. I regret doing this one and so much, because in hindsight, this was such a bad idea. Wow, that almost sounds is crazy enough to be true. That's actually pretty cool, though, that someone actually followed through and got paid to do that.
That's a pretty far out there thing for a parent to do, though, I feel like. Like, you know, going all out of your way, especially like some random person on Craigslist you never knew, to scare your kid.
Yeah, dude.
Would you get someone to do that to Crew? What do you think there?
I would never do that. My kid would be disciplined. I'll slap the shit out of him. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you think of spankings? I used to get spanked so hard as a kid, man. Like, and I hear all the time, like, kids are kind of, our parents are kind of going away with that. Like,
Well, yeah, I mean,
are you gonna be a spanker?
I don't know. It's hard. I don't think I'm gonna hit my kid. I was definitely spanked,
Yeah, I don't
and
think like
because
parents
I'll.
looked at it like as they were hurting your kid or like anything like that.
No, I
Just
mean,
discipline.
I feared my dad. I feared the
Oh
shit
yeah.
out of my dad. I
Whipping that
mean,
ass.
dude, if me and my brother did anything at all, he would come running, and we would freaking. I mean, he's fucking busted our door down before to get
Oh
to
yeah.
us, because we were probably just annoying as hell. I mean, being teenagers, man, you're little shits. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're about to have an experience all over again
Nah, I'm
from
gonna
a
enjoy
different.
his little years, man. We got plenty of time until his teens, so
True.
don't you put that on me yet.
Don't you put
That'll
that on
be
me, Cameron.
don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Human text-to-speech book reader. This one sounds sensible on the face. You figure the customer is blind or otherwise unable to read, but no, the guy just didn't feel like reading. Basically, some dude was studying for a big software tester test. Tester test? Really? Get
Test or test.
the hell out of here. Who taught these people how to write? And he preferred listening to his textbooks rather than reading them. He was willing to pay something like $200 a chapter, which is, at the
They didn't
time,
call it
sounded
his
like an
textbook
ins
text.
no. Sounded like an insane amount of money. All I had to do was apply was to apply. God, I can't read this. I sound like an idiot. Record myself reading a couple pages of Moby Dick aloud to send to him. Easy money, right? This particular textbook was aimed to advanced software testers or something, so it was very much assumed you already knew what you were doing. I couldn't comprehend almost anything I read, and it made the job ridiculously unbearable. It was impossible to read and do literally anything else. Listen to music accidentally caused me to recite lyrics instead of the words I was reading, so I had to sit in the
Jeez.
room reciting pure nonsense into a microphone as clearly as I could. That sounds terrible. Well, I mean, this must have been before they had audiobooks. I don't understand. I don't know.
Oh,
Dog shit
yeah.
cleaner. That's ranked number 9. Brian actually
That's got to
gets
be
this one a
easy.
lot. Yeah, the people who want this service are the laziest people imaginable. Seriously, the backyards I've seen are minefields of poop. It smells like a
Yeah.
farm sometimes, and inside I've seen stacks of pizza boxes, like 40 or 50 big gulp cups scattered all over. People like this. People live like this, and it extends outside. That's nasty, man. People are
That's one hell of a
nasty.
description too. That's he's been
Yeah.
through it all.
He's bought a special pooper scooper and everything on a few jobs. I actually went back to my storage locker and got my shop vac and literally vacuumed backyards of dog poop. God, dude, that is nasty.
I
On
feel
the
like he's
last
doing it the
house,
wrong way too, though. I would be getting a damn pressure washer and just
I
it's
wouldn't
gone.
be doing that in the first place. I
Yeah,
mean, maybe I'd rather be just get paid to come up to that person's house and be like, clean your freaking shit, or don't own a dog or whatever. I would hate to see what their like inside of their house look like. Talking about
yeah.
some hoarder shit. Have you
They just
seen
leave
that
that shit
show?
there probably too.
My wife's
Oh
been
yeah, I've
watching
seen
that.
that.
Lauren's been watching that lately. That show is depressing. Jeez.
Yeah, dude, that show's crazy, man. Like they're like next level hoarders though, that you can't even walk into their house.
Just insane. People are insane. Clean your shit, people. Jeez. Anyways, let's talk about the worst people in the world.
All right,
Since we're
so
on that topic, that could definitely be the worst. Bro, I found one. So I got the top 25 worst people in the world. We're not going to go through all 25 today, but I will start at number 25. And the number 25 is Attila the Hun. Have you ever heard of him?
Yep. Is that like a Chief Indian type dude?
I don't think so, but
I could be
let's read
so
in.
wrong.
So check this out. Attila was not just any Hun. I don't know. What is a Hun? Can you enlighten me on?
I couldn't enlighten you. I'd probably worsen it for
Okay.
you. I don't even think I use worsen
He
in
was the leader
sentence
of
right.
Huns. And under his rule, the Hunnic Empire consisted of almost anything that didn't fly a Roman flag. It has been said that there is no surviving person or first person account of his appearance, which is not surprising considering the fate of most people who interacted with him. Clearly, however, he was a man with passion for invasion. In fact, it was a passion so great that on his way to pick up his bride, Honoria, he decided to stop in Italy and destroy it. Raising a country on the eve of your wedding, outstandingly wicked. Jeez. Seems like we're missing some facts in this.
That's a fact. That's the truth.
I know. That's some true flies, man. True flies. Well, that guy still sounds like one of the worst. So
what do you give him?
I give him the worst.
Now you're just hitting the button every time to do that, right? That's not actually you doing it every time, right?
Oh, it's me every time, dog.
Every time listening,
I need to get a button though. The button would be a little bit funnier because I'm gonna be like the word.
Exactly. Just keep going.
You ever, dude? I used to have one of those pianos that you could do like sound effects with, like the animal sounds.
Roof, roof, right.
Roof. And I had one that did this sound. Huh, huh, huh. And I would just like do that over and over again with like a dog barking and just like a bell ringing and stuff and just going back and forth. It was very obnoxious. Anyway,
yeah, you could get paid to do sound effects. You're pretty good at that.
Like, did you ever watch, have you ever been through Friends, the show Friends? Like everybody?
No, actually, like everybody, dude. Like,
oh my gosh. You're definitely the worst. Not being able to, like all these movies you haven't watched Friends.
Yeah.
Like, Ross's Everywhere. Character, he basically does that, and like he performs and has like the piano and he does like all the sound effects and takes it pretty seriously. But anyways,
yeah, ever worked, my coworkers have handed me a list of movies to watch. Like it's bad.
It's all right, you'll catch up, man. You're young, you got plenty of time to watch all those movies. You binge them pretty efficiently.
Oh, I binge.
Let's do another worst guy. So number 24 comes in with Maximilian Robespierre. Let's go,
yeah,
with
you're
Robespierre.
Saying it right.
Generally speaking, revolutionaries tend to be lauded for their courage and willingness to take a stand. Max, however, although being a leader in the French Revolution, decided that he would rather live on an infamy and instituted what he has come to be known as the Reign of Terror. As well, as we all know, anyone who starts something called a Reign of Terror belongs on a list of bad people, period. Jesus. Oh, I wish I could dive more into these. These aren't really getting too full details. But these are some old people. We got Bloody Mary. Imagine your name being prefixed by the word bloody. That in itself should be enough to reserve a spot on our list, but how does that even happen? Mary I of England, it turns out, had a passion for burning people at the stake, particularly people who opposed her ideologies, hence the nickname, Bloody Mary.
That just sounds bad. Like, I will burn you at the stake.
Yeah, but why does that make her name Bloody Mary? If she burns, wouldn't she be like Fiery Mary or like Burn
like
Mary?
The Steak
or...
Mary?
Steak Mary, oh yes! Yes, that's way better. Plus, she could eat a lot of steak. And that's just a cool name. That's a way better name. Steak Mary.
Man, I've been looking into those steaks over there, St. Pete, at the local market. Man, they got like some steaks that are like $28 a pound. I don't know, man. One day I'm going to splurge on a nice commission check. I'm gonna have to splurge on some meat.
Yeah, you should. Screw it.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Sweet. Sweet feet. Let's move on to the next segment. Tonight at 11. Woman asks for help to save Victorian sex toy and gets unexpected response. Tonight at 11. Tinder's most swipe right man reveals it's all about swiping at 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Tonight. at 11. Man removes the walls. You want to go into that one? Let's dive in.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a good statistic.
I know, you're a swiper. I'm gonna get
hell of matches now.
Yeah, you're a swiper. Stephon Pierre-Thomelin knows how to create a profile which stands out when to swipe. Congratulations, you built the bullet and joined Tinder. But now you're worried. Concerns are swirling around your head. How to avoid love rats and dodge unsolicited penis pictures. How to make sure you stand out from its millions of other members. Sadly, we can't really offer a solution to the first two, but as for getting noticed and getting those matches, there's someone who definitely knows their stuff. So Stephon Pierre-Thomelin is officially Tinder's most swipe right man. So he knows how to get ahead on the hugely popular app. He looks kind of creepy. His teeth look extremely fake.
That is weird, dude. He so just when figured it out.
Yeah, apparently. He tells the sun the best time is 2 p.m. on a Sunday. This is peak time, he reveals, because everyone is so hungover, feeling a bit sorry for themselves, and literally everyone is indoors on their phone, especially in the winter. I mean, that makes sense. Huh. He's also found personally that people are also trying to plan their week with dates in the future. If you can stomach some late night Tinder, also recommends sitting down and swiping for new matches after 10:30 p.m. on a weeknight. Interesting. What an idiot.
That is interesting. Imagine if you hit the Bumble and then you got the Hinge and you hit the Tinder all at the same time. 2 p.m. Or, yeah, sorry, man, 2 a.m.
You single people having fun with that. I am so glad I don't have to stick in that lifestyle.
Yeah, but didn't you find a little something on an app? Or what? A lot of something.
Yeah, I found my wife on Match, but that ain't no swiping.
There you go. Hey, you were metaphorically swiping for your love.
Yeah. I wanted to find someone more serious, and I got extremely lucky because I didn't have to have it very long. And she only had it for a week. She actually got rid of it after she met me.
You guys are just hitting the free trial?
Yeah, basically. we got the free trial, and we lucked out big time. I absolutely lucked out. Shout out to my wife.
Scoop. Shout out. There we go.
All right, so moving on. Tonight at 11, man removes the walls from his ensuite bathroom and people have thoughts. Oh my god, literally, like, he removed the walls and the bathroom has an open concept. Amazing. Chef explains how to make proper Yorkshire pudding, and one ingredient is key. Tonight at 11, we'll move on because that's not exciting. Boy who's 7 years old has 526 teeth pulled out after complaining that his mouth hurt. Holy crap, let's dive in.
I saw that, dude. That was wicked.
That's real?
Yeah, dude, I saw the teeth, man. They were like they were somewhere like micro size, like kind of small, looked like maybe like a kidney stone size, and then like there was others that were like actual teeth size. It was crazy.
In the world. So doctors have pulled out 526 teeth from a 7-year-old boy's mouth in the world's first after he complained that his mouth hurt. The boy called, who only goes by one name, Ravindran, was admitted to a private hospital after suffering severe pain and swelling in his jaw. His parents, dad, we don't even know their ages, feared that he had cancer in his jaw when they took him to a dental college in Chennai, I don't know, southern India. But medics were stunned after they performed a CT scan and x-ray and found a large lesion in the boy's mouth that was filled with hundreds of teeth. Good God, how does that happen?
Dude, we're all going to turn into sharks. We're gonna hit the Darwinism theory.
Yeah, it'll be shark year instead of shark week. Doctors further noticed a well-defined 5-inch bag-like mass, which was removed in its entirety. A surgery was soon performed to remove the sac. It took doctors 5 long hours of searching to remove all the teeth from the open bag-like specimen. Jeez. That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, I'm good with the amount I have in my mouth. I feel like I can chew the food just right.
I'm super good, man. Good luck with that. Moving on.
Did you get your molars out?
Nope. Wait, you mean my wisdom teeth?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, dude, I actually just last year.
Damn, I got mine out 2 years ago. It wasn't as bad as everybody hypes it up to be.
Yeah, after it's done, because it's definitely a relief not having them there anymore. That's for sure.
Mine never really hurt too much, but I just had to get them out, so
I got super drugged up. It was a pretty fun time. And afterwards I got like prescriptions for the stronger ibuprofen, and I was so paranoid about it because I don't ever want to get just addicted to
Like
anything
hooked.
like that. So I would basically go through the pain as long as I could have, and then I would like cut the pill in half and take a little bit if I really just couldn't sleep or something. It was definitely it was so the worst part is that like the day or two or three after, just with the dryness and the like the swab in your mouth, that was the worst.
I think I was
Moving
bleeding for like 5
on.
days. Moving on.
Tonight at 11, mind-bending photo has people convinced they're looking at a submerged boat. Moving on. Bride and groom offering 5,000 for chef to secretly feed roadkill to wedding party. Oh my God. We're diving into that.
You got paid how much?
5,000.
Damn.
That's pretty awesome. The couple based out of Cotswolds, not sure where that is, have sourced 20 kilos of meat for their special occasion and need someone to come up with some delicious recipes to put on a roadkill banquet. All right.
So what if you make a nice wedding cake out of roadkill? How do you think that'd come out?
Well, if you're a good enough chef and you're creative enough, I'm sure you can pull it off with plenty of sugar, butter, and love.
Sugar, spice, everything nice.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Go Powder Puff Girls.
All right. Flight attendant who jumped into overhead compartment was having a bit of fun. Ooh, was she getting frisky with a miski? Let's see. Find out tonight. Actually, you can find out right now. It's not every day you see a flight attendant inside a plane's overhead luggage compartment, but stunned passengers on a U.S. flight witnessed exactly that. Bizarre footage shows a female flight attendant inside the plane's overhead compartment on Southwest Airlines, flight from Nashville to Philadelphia. She's seen resting on her side and stomach with her feet hanging out of the compartment. When passengers board the plane, the flight attendant starts to talk before the video cuts off. But Southwest says she was just having a bit of fun with the passengers. This picture is extremely creepy. She's literally in the overhead compartment and just like staring at the camera, whoever took the picture. And she's like, almost like she's trying to hide or like, it's just weird. That is so weird. I don't know what was going on in there, but maybe she was high on something or just bored.
I'm gonna go with drugs. I think you're right.
It might be drugs. It might be drugs. You might be right. Tonight at 11, mind-boggling maths equation. Oh my God, I read that totally wrong. Mind-boggling maths equation divides internet as people argue over right answer. Let's see who's wrong at 11. Harry Potter fans stunned to discover iconic scar might not be a lightning bolt. Tonight
Whoa.
at 11.
I want to dig into that a little bit. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter.
Let's dig in. Grab your spoons. We're digging in.
Or your wands.
Or your wands. Now, when you think of the boy who lived, you probably think of round glasses, a bedroom and a cupboard under the stairs and a lightning star or a lightning bolt scar. But it turns out everything we thought we knew about Harry Potter's legendary scar might actually be a lie. Oh boy. Some very dedicated Harry Potter fans are convinced that the jagged red mark on Harry's forehead might not actually be a lightning bolt, but something else entirely. Get to the point. And it's causing quite a stir on social media. God. The account of 10 year today year today years old what has made this bold claim after I guess it's a Twitter account name to today years old after discovering more about the killing curse which produced the scar In a post they wrote, did you know Harry Potter's scar isn't a lightning bolt, but actually the hand motion to cast Avada Kedavra? Kadavra? Oh my God, I am stupid.
Abracadabra?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, there you go, guys. Make fun of me. I didn't know it was spelled like that. Abracadabra. I thought it was bees. All right, well, I'm an idiot. Tonight at 11. Alongside this, they shared a photo of Harry's scar and a screenshot of the entire, the entry from Harry Potter's wiki about the unforgivable spell. Samwickwiki. Are you Samwickwiki?
That's Transformers, right?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. All right, Harry Potter fans, if you didn't know that, I just totally botched that for you. So enjoy that. Tonight at 11, plane passengers grossed out by woman's solution to lying down to sleep. And there's always some weird things going on in planes. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how my plane experience is going to go on Tuesday.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I got Southwest. I don't know what kind of characters are going to be on this flight
go
to
Southwest.
Vegas. But...
Southwest is good, man. Southwest is good. They're usually pretty consistent, which is nice.
Yeah, it was $200 more expensive than Dre's flight. It was like $300 compared to $500.
Yeah, it's... So. Yeah.
I'm paying for something.
Yeah, you are. Tonight, man spots something odd about Monster Munch crisps and reignites shape debate.
What are they?
Tonight, I don't know. Monster Munch? they're chips or something. I don't know. I mean, we could literally dive into those, if you know what I mean.
Nah, we can go to another thing at 11 tonight.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Tonight at 11, man turns to a public to find drastic penis makeover after wife's comments. Let's dive in. you had me at penis. Most people would shy away from sharing intimate details about their sex life with the general public, but one man is relying on the kindness of strangers to address a couple of key issues in his life. Taking to a GoFundMe to share his story, the man identified as Joe from Queensland lays bare to the situation on the report. What Joe is after is vasectomy, circumcision, and penis enlargement, so pretty major surgery. Good God.
The catalyst of necessary.
Yeah, the catalyst of... for this boils down to two things. He doesn't want any more kids, of course. Me and my wife had our first child over a year ago. As great as our little girl is, I freaking hate her guts. I'd like to be the last we ever have made. I added in the hating guts part. I thought it'd be funnier. But
I was gonna say,
yeah, I was like, totally joking.
I got taken back a little bit right there.
But then he said, my wife wants more. So this guy is totally just cutting it off, if you know what I mean. He's cutting it off, you know what I mean. We can barely afford one, let alone, however, have many more. So please help neuter me and reduce overpopulation. But despite his admirable eagerness to not overburden the planet, this is not the most crucial procedure for him. He continues, this is the most expensive surgery, but not the most important. Joe reveals that he also
that
requires
like 20 grand.
Oh, probably more. Circumcision and penis enlargement, and says his wife's disappointment with his micro penis that's spurring him on. Oh, he's got a micro penis.
that's funny. I wonder.
It
like,
took us.
That's just crazy. I wonder. Like, it took you the whole article to get there, right?
I know. But, I know. God.
But I wonder, like, even how big, since it's micro, like how big they can even make it, like. That just sounds ridiculous.
I don't know.
They must just give him like a fake, like plastic one, and just slap it on there with some super glue.
That's unreal. Anyways, let's go into our last segment here with health and fitness, health and wellness, and wrap things up. Oh man, I guess this is more of a wellness thing. Let's talk about this. So 9 of the best pillows for every type of sleeper. So sleep experts fill us in on the best pillows for pain relief and comfortable snoozing. This is important. Everybody sleeps, right? Can't fall asleep as soon as your head hits the pillow. Maybe the pillow is the problem. Your bed should be something just shy of decadent, says Dr. Christopher Winter.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, the sleep solution, why your sleep is broken and how to fix it, along with comfortable mattresses and soft sheets. He said a quality pillow is key. But most people don't give a second thought to their pillow. They think it's the bed usually, right? So maybe one be using one of these old decades or decades old, that's a problem. That's true, man. I've been using like a janky pillow for a while, and my wife actually surprised me with this really expensive pillow that was like, she got it on Prime Day and it was like half off. And I actually do sleep a lot better now. It's amazing. Makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I'm real picky with mine, man. Like, do you like a thick, like fat pillow, or do you like, I like mine to be like kind of skinny and slim. Can't do like the,
I forget what the material it is in my new pillow. That's amazing, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's a huge difference. I don't like the, I think it's feathers. I don't like that. That's like the old school, right?
Dude, those things are like, dude, I used to have a feather pillow and it, dude, the feathers
stab you in the face,
stab me so much, man. I don't know how I got it. Like, it was just like overnight, like I randomly just got a felt like a, this is when I lived with my parents. I just had like a random like feathered pillow one day. I'm like, all right. And then never will get one again.
Oh my God. I still have like, we have some furniture that has like some feathers in it. And like, I'll be sitting down, it just stabs me. We need to upgrade our furniture too. Tell you that much. I'm sick and tired of feathers. Plus, where'd they get those feathers from? You know, it could be harming other animals to get those feathers. I don't like it. No need. They say the best pillow for back sleepers is the proper pillow. So look for the pillow that nestles the head at an intermediate height. Not bad. You can get on Amazon for $69.99. That's the proper pillow. The second one is Alpine 2.0 performance pillow. Yeah, that sounds like a futuristic one. It's another good option. The best pillows for, are you a side sleeper, or back sleeper, front?
I'm like a side sleeper. I'm like a Netflix watcher, like kind of just like straight up down, and then like a sleeper.
Netflix
like on my side.
Would you be comfortable with getting like a flat screen or a projector on the ceiling, so you can just be laying and looking up at the ceiling and watching? I feel like that makes you dizzy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like to lay on my side anyways when I sleep. I don't know. And then, you know, true, Netflix usually comes with a nice sleep after. So.
No, yeah, I definitely
like one in the same.
Some people say that they can't. They like it keeps them up to watch TV to fall asleep. But I actually love putting on like Scrubs is like my go-to. It puts me to sleep like a little baby. I don't know. It just calms me down.
Something yeah, you've probably it. Seen all of them too. That's the same way with me about The Office.
Yeah. The best pillow for side sleepers is the CR Sleep Memory Foam Contour Pillow. Sorry. Was that necessary to name it that long and ridiculous? Who's the freaking idiot behind that? Let's name it the CR Sleep Memory Foam Contour Pillow from South Africa, made from the innocent and defenseless baby seals. Oh, and then the number two option is Live and Sleep Medium Firm Memory Foam Pillow. The best pillows for propped up sleepers. Propped up sleepers? Who the hell? What are you, a vampire? The Intivision Foam Wedge Pillow. Who sleeps like that? Are you insane?
Yeah, I've heard of the wedge shit. I'm not a big best fan. Pillow.
Oh my God. I don't know how anybody sleeps on their stomach. That just sounds miserable. Stomach sleepers.
I kind of do the stomach. I kind of do like a hybrid of what you're naming out here.
I can't. I mean, I'm straight on the back. Like I'm straight on the back. I can put my arms like vampire style. Like I'm in a casket and apparently I twitch a lot, but I usually will wake up in the same spot and I'm on my back. Like that's just the most comfortable for me.
You twitch a lot when you sleep? Do you kick your wife?
Yeah,
Do you
dude,
do that shit? Oh
I've
my
hit her. I've
God.
hit her before, like with my hand. I've hit myself. Oh my God. Okay, funny story, and we'll close this out. No joke. I can't remember how old I was. I was probably like, definitely like in my 20s. But I'm sitting there sleeping, right? And all of a sudden, I feel something hit me in the face. And I immediately woke up, so I like jumped up and I'm like, what the hell? And I like looked over the edge of my bed, and then all of a sudden, like, my conscience kicked in and I was like, wait a minute. I literally just twitched and punched myself in the face. Like, have you ever done anything like that? Like,
Yeah, I've not what you're saying is like the truth, man. I'm not gonna lie, I've actually like done the same thing. Like, just I'll be sleeping like with my head on my arm, and then all of a sudden my arm just smacks down onto my face. I
oh.
one month I was going through like a habit of doing that, and I had to cut that shit real quick.
Hear that, folks? Don't twitch in your sleep and punch yourself in the face. It's a dangerous world out there. But we'll end it with that.
All right, ladies and
Awesome.
gentlemen.
Thanks for being with us, guys. Just kidding, but seriously, send us your questions, send us your topics, anything you want us to go over. Just kidding, but seriously, podcast@gmail.com. Tell your friends, tell your wives, tell your dogs, tell your cats, tell everybody you know, tell your grandma. She'll want to listen. I'm telling you. Tell her. Just kidding, but seriously. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.